long life's journey.
Thank God. Appreciate that good singing and good words. Good message in it. Want to press on, don't you? I'll tell you, it won't be long. Too near in now to turn back, aren't we? This thing's almost over. I believe we're getting close. Been reading some out of the 24th and 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. We live in there. They came to Jesus and they said to him, Lord, when shall these things come to pass? And what are the signs of the end of the world, end of the times? And he began to tell them. You look in the 24th chapter of Matthew sometime when you get a chance, read it. 25th chapter also. And you'll find the different things that Jesus was saying. You find a lot of things that's going on now that was going on then. You think about it. He said there'd be wars and rumors of wars. Pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. So many different disasters and things going on in this life. He said these just beginning of sorrows. He also said to be tribulation like never had been before. Days, he said, never will be again. That's the days and the hours that we're living in now. If you don't think that this time is short, we better get all encouraged and excited about the things of God. Because we have a short time to get it done in. That's what he said. He says, as it was in the days of Noah, they eat, they drink, they marry, given in marriage, unto the day that Noah entered into the ark. That's what he said. And you know, when God shut him in that ark, listen, they were nobody interested in the word of God. They weren't interested. You know, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. 120 years, the Bible said. And he was a preacher of righteousness preaching. He was preaching the righteousness of God. He was telling them the judgment day was coming. He was telling them, listen, it was going to flood. He was building a boat. I can assure you, they probably thought he was crazy, nuts. Listen, no telling what all. Listen, they even thought, I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. They kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. He kept preaching and building. And after a while, the judgment day had come. You know what God did? He took him. He listened. I like those words. I believe it was the 7th chapter of the book of Genesis. He said something like this. He said, come on the house. Come in to the ark. And you know what? Listen, he was going in there. He didn't say go in, but he said come in. He was in there. God's everywhere. And therefore he said, Noah, get your family and come on in this ark. And I'll tell you what, the grace of God is so good. Listen, and he waited 7 more days before the flood started to come. But I won't tell you something. Noah didn't shut the door. Listen, Noah didn't shut the door to the ark. Listen, the people outside didn't shut it. Neither could they open it. You know what the Bible says? He went in. His family went in. He went in, Noah did. And God shut him in. God shut him in. And when God shut him in, he was shutting out those on the outside from getting in. Hallelujah. The day, there's coming a day when the door will be shut. It'll be shut to this world. It'll be shut to you if you don't know Christ. It's coming a day, as sure as I'm preaching to you this morning. God, he's got a timetable. There's a damn grace. And when it's over, it's over. It's shut. It's shut. He said it also was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Everything going just like it always had. Until Noah entered into the ark. And judgment come. He's coming again. He says it's going to be like that in the last days. What's people doing? The Bible said in that day, there was violence covering the earth. I'm telling you, what he said, what God said, it's covered it again. Everywhere you turn, wickedness and sin and violence and killing. Everywhere you turn, listen, the jails can't hold them all. Prisoners can't hold prisons, can't hold them all. I'm telling you, it's foul and wicked. I'm living in that hour. It's the last days. It's right here upon us. We better wake up. We better wake up. That 25th chapter of the book of Matthew says, listen, not only the 24th chapter talks about the days of Noah, talks about Lot in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, as it was in the days of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of God. We live in those days also. It, listen, somebody said, oh, I'm telling you, they had some of the same wickedness that we have in this day and hour. Some people don't pay no attention to what God says about sin. They don't care. They don't care. I will tell you something. They better care. God's judgment's coming. They can legalize all they want to, same-sex marriage, but I'm going to tell you something. You're never okay with this book. God bring judgment on it. He'll do it. As sure as I'm preaching to you this morning, as it was in the days of Noah. Had an old city come up to Lot's night, Lot's house, had, listen, banging on the door when they saw those angels come in that night. You know what they wanted? He said, send them out. We want to know them. That was that sexual way. You know what Lot told them? I got some virgin daughters. They weren't interested in him. I don't know why he even offered them to him. But I'm going to tell you something. God didn't allow that to happen. Smote them with blindness. They wandered around out there. That's the judgment of God. I'm telling you, judgment is on our nation this morning because of wickedness and sin getting away from the law of God in this precious word. Hallelujah. We live in them last days. And I'm going to tell you, I appreciate that song Leroy sung. Listen, thank God for grace to go on. And that's good. When I think about our Lord, and we want to throw up our hands and quit. Remember, he throwed both his up. Hallelujah. And gave his life for you and for me. Thank God he did. That's my Jesus. That's my Lord. That's my Savior. What a wonderful Lord we have. Jesus. Glory to God. He's good. So he said, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of our Lord. He also says in another verse, be also ready in the hour that you think not the Son of Man cometh. Then he goes on over to chapter number 25 and he tells us something else. He said, behold, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like, listen, there was, he said, there was 10 virgins. And listen, they heard a voice. Listen, they all, at midnight, a cry was made and said, he's coming. Listen, there were 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. Listen, there were 5 foolish, there were 5 wise. And you know why? Listen, they all had that lamp. They all had that profession of faith. They all were virgins. They all, listen, were there. But I'll tell you something. Those 5 of them lacking something. Those foolish ones didn't have no oil in the vessels. Somebody said, what in the world? I believe those lamps were the types of the profession. I want to tell you something. We got a lot of professors, but how many possessors do we have? We got to be more than a professor. We got to be more than profess. We got to listen, possess what? The living God in our soul. The living Christ. And they started, they heard that cry at midnight. Behold, he cometh. I was reading another verse over in the New Testament. It said something like this. It said, "Only a few that be saved." Yeah. It is going to be few. It was 10 there. 5 of them. They all had them lamps. But the only 5. What's that oil symbol of? Spirit of God. That's what keeps the light burning. Hallelujah. Spirit of God. Hey. Oh. Glory to God. And them foolish ones, their lamps, they had a little bit in their lamp. They had a little bit in that lamp. But they said, "Our lamps are going out." Said, "Give us of your oil." Said, "Nope. You can't get it there." Said, "You're going to have to go buy it." You say, "What to buy it with?" Well, I'm going to tell you about one that you can buy without any money. It's already been bought by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why he says, there'll be no light without the Spirit of God living in our hearts and in our lives. The Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You can have a profession. They would listen to him, virgins were virgins. That you couldn't tell one of them from another on the outside. Listen, they might have been good ones. There's a lot of good people. But if you don't have the Spirit of God, if you've never been born to the Spirit of God and born to the Word of God, I'm telling you, don't have the oil of heaven in your soul, in your life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That oil is a symbol of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That's what keeps the lamp burning. That's what keeps the light flowing. Hallelujah. We don't know much about the old lanterns, do we? They said when I was just a baby, they got electricity. So I don't remember when we didn't have it. But all they had was just a light or two hung in there. But they had electricity. But can you imagine them old-timers? They had to have some oil in there. Remember it, don't you, Brother Donnie? Oil in them. Hey, I remember Grandpa and them talking about going hunting at night with a lighter knot lit up. Didn't have no light. You had to have a light. You know what keeps a lighter burning? You know what keeps a lighter burning? It's that tar in there. I call that a turpentine in there. That's what you got to have. And you got to have that to get that old oak wood burning. And I'm going to tell you something. If we ain't got the oil of the Holy Ghost in our hearts and in our lives, listen, you may make a profession. You may try to go on for a while. But if you don't have no oil in that vessel, you ain't got no oil to keep that lamp lit. See, he brings us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And to let the light of God and the power of the Spirit of God flow through our hearts and through our lives. What's wrong with most of us in this hour? We try to live a Christian life on our own. Can't do it. It takes the grace of God. It takes the Spirit of God living in us. Amen. If there ever been a day and hour, we need to be full of the Spirit. If we'll get full of the Spirit of God, we can let the fruit of the Spirit flow out of us and through us. And you can be a light in a dark world. Hallelujah. But he said, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein success," but he said, "Be ye filled with the Spirit." Now, it wouldn't be one of us in there wouldn't say, "Well, don't You don't get, need to get drunk on no wine or no other kind of stuff. That's true. Amen. Thank God for that. Let's put in practice the rest of that verse. But be ye filled with the Spirit. You know what they thought on the day of Pentecost, don't you? You know what they thought? Peter said, "These not drunk as you suppose. This is that. This is that. Edison Joel spoke of." He's talking about the Holy Ghost falling on them, the Spirit of God breathing on them, and the Spirit of God coming in them, and the Spirit of God upon their life. And I'm going to tell you something. When God gets affinity with His Spirit and His power and the all of heaven, I'm going to tell you something. It takes all to make a machinery run. And glory to God, I'm telling you, life will run a lot smoother with the Spirit of God flowing through it. It sure as I'm preaching to you this morning. Spirit of God, breathe on us. Hallelujah. How long has been somebody, you're so full of God's Spirit, that somebody thought she's really drunk? I don't know when that's ever happened. We've been a few times in a few places people thought we was crazy. But you know what? Thank God I've been in some good prayer meetings. Some of them been right by myself. Some of them been with some other people. But I want to thank God. Hey, it's real. It's real. But I want you to notice something in that 25th chapter. Well, you know what else it's saying? Hey, they come on over. He said they all slept and slumbered. Do you hear what he said? All slept and slumbered. All of them. The wise and the foolish. Now the wise got up and trimmed their lamps and Mother Nature ready to go because they had some oil in there. They were sleeping and slumbering too. You know what he's telling me? Telling me we can do that, we can be asleep too, and slumber about the things of God, and about how late it is. But here come the midnight cry. Midnight! I believe He's coming. Behold, it cometh, and have our eyes to see Him. And then that pierced Him said, "Well, when He comes, He's coming again." He's already come one time with the Calvary. He's coming back again. Thank God. The bridegroom's coming. I'm headed to the marriage. I'm headed to the marriage of the Lamb. Thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I want to walk in the light. Walk in the Spirit. The Bible said this, I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We must have the Spirit of God dwelling in us to be of Christ. We must be filled with the Spirit. We must walk in the Spirit if we're going to, listen, overcome in this day and hour. We must. So he said, walk in the Spirit. Amen. Be led of the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Amen. You know what? That light will shine. The glory of God will rest upon you. I'm going to tell you something. God's grace is sufficient. And he said something else over in that 25th chapter. You know what they did? They went in with him. The wise, five wise, went in with him to the marriage. You know what? While the others were trying to get ready, it said those that were ready, are you ready? Good question, ain't it? They went in with him to the marriage. And this is what I want you to see. They went in with him. They went in with the Lord. The wise did. Now who were the wise? One had oil in the vessel. And guess what the Lord did?
He shut the door. Just like he shut the door on the ark that day. He shut the door. He went in and he shut the door. Shut them in and he shut the others out. And guess what? They came back directly. They won't get in. Too late. Time's gone. Time up. Too late to get in. Time's over. It's all over. I'm going to tell you something. There's a time coming. It may come when Jesus comes for us all. If it's not then, I'm looking for him any time. But it is a time coming. And if he waits very long, he'll come individually, one by one, for you and I. But when that time comes, listen, it's time no more for us. Listen, you must be ready now. Must be. Question, are you ready? Do you have oil in the vessel? Do you? They that were ready went in with him. And that's where I want to be. It's where I'm planning on being. By the grace of God, I won't be with him. Hallelujah. You see, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. If we go by the way of death, we're still going in with him. To be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. And if he comes in the rapture, we're going to go be with him. So he said those wise virgins went in with him to the marriage. He shut the door. I read some other verses says he shut the door and no man can open. He opened the door and no man can shut it. That was a big door on that ark. And you know how when he shut it? I can assure you there weren't a drop of water come in around it. And I can assure you no one opened it to get out or to get in. God's got the power and authority to open the door for you, for me. He's got the power to shut it. He opens and he shuts. Thank God for his marvelous grace. Hallelujah. Which one? Are you wise? Are we wise? Or are we foolish? Foolish or wise? Which one? Hey, God knows. He knows our hearts. He knows our lives. He knows what's in them. He knows exactly. He knows all things. But thank God, hey, we go with him in. So it's an awful, it was awful for those on the outside for the door to be shut. But what a blessing it is for those on the inside when he shuts the door. You ever wonder, I know our earth's round, isn't it? And I know it's turning. You ever wonder, God's got it all in control. When you get down on the bottom there, how come we still standing up? How does the water stay there? I get to think about when have them storms. You know how come that ocean don't come no further than it comes down there? God's got it obeys the Lord. Winds and the seas obey him. He got a boundary to it. I'm going to tell you something. He's very in control. Very much. So I'm asking before we close this morning. Are you a wise virgin? Or are you a foolish one? It's a good question. Are you ready or not ready? Those that were ready were wise and they went in. to the marriage with him. God shut the door. When the door is shut, you can't open it. You know, some people got the idea, I'm just going to live my life. I'm just going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to just get right with God when I want to. Bad mistake. Bad mistake. I carried some tea to benefit from a man last week, Saturday. They're burying him today. He didn't know he was even that close, although he had been sick, was sick. I'm telling you, we don't never know. Never know when that time's coming. Are you ready? So I'm closing. I want to say this to you. They all slumbered and slept. You say, well, I'm one of the wise. I'm one that's ready. Well, they were too, part of it. But you know, when the midnight cry came, said the Lord's coming, guess what? They'd all went to sleep. And you know what you know what's happened to us in the church? We've gone to sleep. Book of Romans says it's high time we wake out of our sleep. For our salvation is nearer than when it was when we first believed. Let's wake up, church. Let's wake up. It's nearer. It's closer than we think. Would you stand with me?